This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 21-year-old Racine woman has died after being rescued from a house fire last week. Firefighters believe the fire that killed Sandra Aranda started from an electrical issue. An online fundraiser is helping the family recover. Early voting continues this week in Racine and Kenosha ahead of the February 17th primary. Voting is limited to a certain district in Racine, with those in the 2nd district narrowing a list for Alder. Racine's early voting sites include the library and transit center. The website myvote.wi.gov can show you your ballot and where you can vote early. Investigators in Waukegan are looking into a police shooting that left a 58-year-old man dead Saturday. Police say the man was threatening to take his own life when officers responded and shots were fired. And Racine residents can tour the new Red Apple School tonight from 5:30 to 7. It's part of the billion-dollar referendum that was approved in 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Milwaukee now with a 3-game winning streak. The Magic are 3 games above the 500 mark, but they've lost 6 of their last 10 games. College hoops. The Badgers on the road tomorrow night against Illinois. The Fighting Illini ranked 5th in the nation. Game time 7 p.m. NFL. The Seahawks beat the Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl. New England head coach Mike Vrabel on the loss.
Just like every year, somebody's going to lose this game, and we have to remember what it feels like and make sure that it's not repeated.
The Seahawks' Kenneth Walker III told in high school he'd never play football because of blood clots. Could he believe he was voted the game's MVP?
Nah. If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one winning MVP. So it's a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
At Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker from Super Bowl 60, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high right around 35. Tonight down to 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 38. Then on Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.